James Cyrus Gilbert submitted an application requesting one of three options for his new license plate: Gay Power, Gay Guy, and For Gay Live. The Georgia Department of Revenue, which manages vanity license plates, denied all three requests. He and his attorneys filed a lawsuit against the department in January. Cynthia Counts, an attorney who represented Gilbert, says the state violated his First Amendment rights.
To restrict somebody from giving a social message, a political message, in such an arbitrary and capricious matter was patently unconstitutional.
As a result of the lawsuit, the Revenue Department this week temporarily changed the process for approving vanity tags. Gilbert's tags are now okay under the new rules. Sean Casey is an assistant deputy commissioner at the Georgia Department of Revenue. He says the new regulation is meant to set clearer guidelines and give people a second chance to get their desired tags.
A person who's been denied a tag has the right to appeal the denial, and that denial will be reviewed by a panel of three people appointed by the Department of Revenue commissioner.
He says under the new regulations, the state is also required to keep a list of tags that would be banned and review the list each year. Meanwhile, Gilbert will be getting his new license plate in a few weeks. His attorney says that out of the three options, he chose Gay Power. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.